From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. British Prime Minister David Cameron today vowed what he called a fight back against rioters in the streets. He said he would not let a culture of fear take over.
Whatever resources the police need, they will get. Whatever tactics the police feel they need to employ, they will have legal backing to do so. We will do whatever is necessary to restore law and order onto our streets.
Parliament will hold an emergency debate tomorrow on the riots. But as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from London, that debate has already begun in pubs and on street corners across the UK.
While Londoners saw relief, the violence continued outside the capital overnight, especially in Manchester and Birmingham. The Prime Minister today said police are using images captured on closed-circuit TV to make arrests.
Picture by picture, these criminals are being identified and arrested, and we will not let any phony concerns about human rights get in the way of the publication of these pictures and the arrest of these individuals.
In Birmingham, north of London, three men, all Muslims, were hit and killed by a car during the unrest. Police say the men, aged 20 to 31, were deliberately targeted. Tensions there are running high. West Midlands Chief Constable Chris Sims appealed for calm.
My concerns now will be that single incident doesn't lead to a much wider and more general level of distrust and even worse, violence between different communities.
The victims' families are all of South Asian descent. They'd been patrolling their neighborhood in a makeshift attempt to protect it from looters when a car came at them. The police say a man has been arrested on suspicion of murdering the three men, including 21-year-old Harun Jahan.
He was a good lad, and basically he was standing here defending his community. There was fires down there. They broke into the petrol station, smashed up the petrol station, the social club. They beat up a few of the people around here.
Tariq Jahan is Harun's father. He tried in vain to save his son after the car struck.
I heard the thud, ran around, and I seen three people on the ground. My instinct was to help the three people. I didn't know who they were, who'd been injured. I helped the first man, and somebody from behind told me that my son was lying behind me. So I started CPR on my own son. My face was covered in blood. My hands were covered in blood. Why? Why?
Why now, and what steps are needed to help repair community damage writ large are questions many Britons are grappling with today. The North London borough of Hackney was hit hard by the rioting and looting. Stores were trashed, cars were burned, and the community deeply shaken. Hackney resident Andy Wager rejects the idea that alienation and wealth disparities played a role in the violence. Many of the rioters were teenagers, and he believes the fault lies with parents letting their kids descend into lawlessness.
There's no discipline in the home, in the schools. I'm not saying bring back the birch or anything like that, but when it's a hands-off approach from everybody, sorry, but the children need to have discipline, they need structure in their lives. I know I'm sounding like an old git here, but they need it to grow up properly. They need it to have respect for other people and other people's property, and currently they don't have that. That can only be taught at home.
But others worry that most British politicians don't seem to have a clue about what might really be going on in their communities. Politicians have endlessly denounced mindless criminality and thuggery, but have largely avoided discussing the underlying issues which might have contributed to the unrest. Mike Hardy with the UK think tank the Institute of Community Cohesion says even if only a few of the rioters were motivated by social deprivation, it would still be worth discussing.
If it were only 10% and 90% were down to mindless thugs and greedy criminals, it would still be worth investing in community-based strategies, because the 10% are an important part of our community and our world. And I think that they are the ones who feel completely lost.
It's part of the debate that's sure to come up tomorrow in Parliament during a special session on the riots. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, London.